This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Former inmates have sued the El Paso County Sheriff for not doing enough to protect them from COVID-19. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado filed the suit on behalf of six detained people who represent the entire jailed population. Lawyers argue that El Paso Sheriff Bill Elder acted with deliberate indifference by not supplying masks to inmates until November and refusing to separate sick inmates from healthy ones. Lawyers say sheriff's deputies did not permit inmates to even wear homemade masks and confiscated them. The county had no immediate comment on the pending litigation. There are currently 1,200 inmates inside the jail. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Today is the deadline for those who want individual health insurance at the start of next year. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Open enrollment continues until January 15th, but people who want coverage by the start of the year must complete enrollment by December 15th. The state insurance commissioner says that insurance will cover the cost to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Consumers can enroll through insurance agents, with carriers, or through the state's exchange. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Three-quarters of Coloradans will stay home and skip holiday travel this year, according to a forecast from AAA. They say 1.5 million travelers are expected in Colorado, the lowest holiday volume since 2002. Most people who do travel are expected to drive, not fly. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.